Okay, sounds good. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net number 430 for March 23rd, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the SDA Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for our net. I am KC1TCA, the net control operator today. My name is Rich, or Richard, and I'm located in Falmouth, Massachusetts. My SDF username is RFX, as in Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. When you check in, we like to know your call sign, your first name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. And if you don't have one, it is free and it's pretty cool. So you can check it out again at sdf.org. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink 9229, the TechLink conference. And I would like to thank our host of the Techno Conference, but I don't actually have his name, and I apologize for that, so I will come back to that perhaps later. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for a net control, that would be me, to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I don't have a topic for this week. If you have anything you would like to discuss, we would be happy to hear and talk about it. Okay, I've got something coming on the wire just now. Our host is Michael N0VCZC. I'm sorry, November zero. I never use Victor, Zulu, Charlie. I apologize again. There's no topic this week. I did want to take this opportunity to correct something that I had brought up in the past when we were talking about batteries and battery packs. And I had mentioned that I am using a pair of Anker Solix 1000 watt hour battery packs during power outages to run our refrigerator and other stuff, and they work great. And I had mentioned that the only thing that I don't really like about them is they're lithium ion, and I would have preferred if they were lithium iron phosphate, but I have learned that I was wrong about that. They are lithium iron phosphate, so they check all the boxes, and they work great as UPSs. I'm using one right now. I have been using one for quite a while now as a UPS for my computer systems under my desk. And the part that I struggle with now is when we had a power outage, do I really need my computers on? I don't think I do, because it's just not something I'm doing. But that being said, they are great systems, and they seem to work well. That's basically it. I'm going to go down the list and go by the call signs that I see in the order that I've seen them, would be happy to turn the net over to you. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'm going to start with KF5ZCF. You have the net.
Hi, this is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Zulu Sierra Foxtrot. My name is Colby. I go by Boyd on SDF. I'm located in eastern Maine. And I guess I'll just run with the topic of batteries. I mean, I'm actually really interested in those batteries that you were talking about, and if you could give me more information on those, that would be great. I just recently built a portable workstation that runs on Milwaukee-style 18-volt batteries. The power supply is actually anywhere between 12 and 48 volts. Pretty cool. It's snowing here again, and so we are in late March and it's still snowing, it's always a pain to wake up to that sort of stuff, but here we are in Maine, so that's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks, Colby. The battery packs that I was talking about were are made by Anker Solix. It's A-N-K-E-R S-O-L-I-X. And the ones that I got a pair of C-1000s. They were on sale. I think they're almost always on sale. They were, I don't know, maybe just under $500 and 1,000 watt hours, and they can run. We got them primarily to run our refrigerators during power outages, and they will run one of our fridges for almost 24 hours. It's an Energy Star fridge. So it's a dinosaur at this point, right, because we don't have that anymore. But it does seem to be very efficient, and they seem to work great. As far as the UPSs go, they just work like UPSs. The only problems that I've really had with them is that there's an app that you use to monitor them, and I don't really, it's not very reliable, so I have to, it's easier just to go look at them. That's it. Hopefully, if you've got any more questions, you're welcome to ask again. Moving on, this is, I'm going to call for Craig, K0BIT. You have the floor.
Good evening. This is Kilo Zero Bravo India Tango. It's nice to hear. I think I remember you being on the net before, and so it's nice to hear you as net control. You have to tell me your name afterwards. You probably said it, but I didn't hear it. So I'm transmitting from New Orleans, Louisiana, USA, and my SDS username is Craigify. My name is Craig. Did I say that? Well, I'm saying it now. My name is Craig, and my username is Craigify, C-R-A-I-G-I-F-Y. So I'm going to reset for a second.
Craig, I think we lost you. I don't know if you can... if you're still able to hear me. My name is Rich, and we have spoken before, particularly about batteries. Maybe you will connect again, and we can resume that. Okay, so we just had Harold pop in for RNW, and then he popped out. So we lost him. Oh, looks like Craig is back, or maybe I'm getting confused. I don't know. Okay, anyways, Craig, you're back up. Hang on a second. You have the floor at K0BIT. Okay, I think that Craig's system is not doing as well as he was hoping. Wayne, I know you are having some difficulty with your voice. I don't know if you want to say hi. You can text. I'll give you the floor if you want to take it. AB9FJ, you are up. Feel free to drop out.
Okay. Actually, my voice is a little bit better now than it was earlier today. I could barely speak for a couple of seconds before my larynx would just kind of seize up. And I started with a sore throat last night, and then overnight it was really annoying. And now I'm starting to get a lot of runny nose. So I'm thinking I probably come down with one of the upper respiratory tract infections that are going around. Don't know which one. I'm immunized for all of them, though, so I'm not too worried about it. It's just one of those things you have to deal with. So, thank you for taking the net there so that I don't have to strain my voice to do it myself. I appreciate it. So that's enough. Back to you there, Rich.
AB9FJ. Thanks, Wayne. And yeah, I can definitely hear the difference. I'm sorry to hear that you're under the weather there. Hopefully it'll go quickly. Okay, so I want to go back and see if Craig, if you're back available again. You have 4K0BIT. Okay, that still seems to be... you still seem to be having some issues there, Craig. We have a new call sign, Reese. Welcome to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. I don't recognize your name, but I don't have a long history here. But I can give you the basic spiel that we start with, which is this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club. I'm Net Control, KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth, Massachusetts, and my SDF username is Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. Those are the three things, whatever happened. Those are the things we'd like to hear from you. If you are, if you do not have an SDF username, that's totally fine. The net is open to all amateur radio operators. It's a directed net, so I'm talking obviously now, and I will turn the floor over to you in a moment. If you are not familiar with SDF, it is Super Dimension Fortress. It's a free public access Unix system. You can go and create an account and learn how to use Unix. It is a pretty interesting world to be in. That's basically it. I'm going to turn the net over to you now, Reese. KN4NTU, you have the floor.
Hey, good evening. I was grateful to still catch you guys. I happened to skip across the Anon Radio IRC channel, and I noticed I missed my calendar notification, but I seen that, so that's great. My SDF username is RTJ. I recently had it changed. Before then, it was THGRNHRNT. And that's just awkward to say or type, so I figured I'd use my initials. Hello, Wayne. I see you in here as well. I hope everybody has a good week this week. I just got back home from running some errands and hanging out with my parents and the dog. 7:30. I timed it out, I think.
Hey, Reese. Welcome. This is, yep, Wayne is here. I am doing the net tonight. I have done it a couple of times in the past, but I'm relatively new at it. But Wayne is feeling a little under the weather, so I'm trying to help out. Okay, so I wanted to add that I see the HAM conference, I believe, is connected. And so I want to put out a call to any users on the HAM conference. I do not have your call sign, so I can't call you individually, but if you would like to check in, please check in now.
K3HJQ. Not quite sure what this net is, but I'll be in and out listening. Thank you.
DJ2DY.
Have you forgotten us already, John?
Did what, where, when?
You said you did not know what this net was about. You've been here many times before. Anyway, I'm a little under the weather, as Richard said there, so I'm going to back out here and let you guys talk.
That's the SDF net. I mean, what else would be on this time of day? Anyway, you've got VK3HJQ to net control and VK2DY Robert in Sydney as well.
This is KC1TCA. I'm net control. Welcome, Robert, and I'm sorry, I've already messed up your call sign. John, apologize. VK3HGAQ. Welcome. I'm glad you guys could join us. I have been missing the Australian folks the last couple times that I've been able to connect, and so it's good to hear you all, although I don't think that I've spoken to you yet, John. I wanted to give Craig a chance to take the floor again. He's been having some radio difficulty, so I'm going to bounce this back to Craig. K0BIT, you have the floor. KC1TCA, over.
This is K0BIT. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Okay, KC1TCA, net control here. Okay, so we've got some, yep, I heard, yes, Craig, I did hear you that time too. I apologize. You're coming in kind of weak, but I still got to hear you, so that was good. We can give it one more shot. In the text notes, there is somebody has said, tell them about QSO Link. I don't know if that was directed towards me. I'm not entirely sure I know what QSO Link is, so I don't know what I don't know what that is. So I apologize for that. But if you would like to take the we've got somebody stepping up. VK3HJQ, you have the floor.
Well, thanks, Richard. Morning from down under, 11:19 a.m., 23rd of March, in the beautiful sunny metropolis of Talangata in Victoria. I don't know what the temperature is. Feels warm. You know, I've got to go ahead and do the lawn, so I've got a swollen leg. So I said to my missus, can you push the mower? And she says, no way. I haven't done the lawns in 30 years. I'm not going to start now, so I'll just have to hobble along. I don't know. It is what it is. too much rain and the grass is growing. QSO Link, yeah, best app since sliced bread. Oh, my God. And I've used a lot of apps over 30-odd years in amateur radio. If you want any information on it, you can go to my QRZ page, VK3HJQ on QRZ. Scroll down about halfway, and we have a heap of goodies on it. Been using it for, what, 7 or 8 days now? Had probably, I don't know, 50 or 80, 100 contacts on it. It's a bit like All-Star, but the audio is better. Like, you think Echo Link's good, and you know All-Star is like 10 times better. Well, QSO Link's like 100 times better. So you can connect up to, well, basically SVX Link, it's called, which I heard about it umpteen dozen years ago, and we had people using it on the system here, and the audio was yucky, but they've fixed it up, and it's an absolute perler. We'll be running the Australasian server here in Australia. It's going to be going in the next couple of days. There's servers in the UK, servers in the States, all over the place. But yeah, if you want more information, VK3HJQ on QRZ, all the goodies are there. But basically it's an app for Android phone to connect up. Well, you can connect up via Echolink, via All-Star, via whatever's connected to whatever. It's great. All right, thanks for running it, Richard. And back to you. What's your call sign? KC1TCA from VK3HJQ, John in Australia.
Thanks, John. It's good to hear you. So I've just checked out this link, QSO link. It does look interesting. It comes up if you Google it, so it's pretty easy to find. I will check that out. I've been looking for an app. I don't know if it's fun, if it's just for Android or if it runs on other other systems, but I will check it out. Oh, I'm sorry. I see. Okay. Craig, I'll give you one more shot. See if you can see if things are working out. We did hear you there briefly and then you vanished again, but we'll give it one more shot. KC1TCA. K0BIT, you have...
Okay, I don't know if this is working. I'm just going to quickly say, name is Craig, username is Craigify. That's my SDF username, Kilo 0 Bravo India Tango. I'm transmitting from New Orleans, Louisiana, USA. And I'm going to keep it brief because I don't know. I got to go look at my configuration. That's all I got for now. Back to net.
Thanks, Craig. Yeah, it sounded okay that time. It didn't drop out or anything. I did want to ask you what the repeater was. You had said in a recent net that you were walking around your neighborhood and you were connecting using your repeater, and I was curious what that was, but I don't, if you're having some equipment issues right now, we can talk about it next week. So that's not a problem. But in the spirit of that, if there are any more users who I have not called upon and would like to check in, please do so now.
VK4 Delta Mike Bravo, done enough mark for that in Brisbane. Checking around and found your net, so I don't know who it is on the end of the microphone, but this is at this end, VK4 Delta Mike Bravo, done enough mark for that in Brisbane, Australia.
Hi, VK4 Delta, Y Bravo. This is Rich. I can give you the basics on our net. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net that meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu. This is a service of the SDF Public Access Unix system that has a amateur radio club. And it's a free Unix system that you can get an account on, a shell account, and log in, and there's lots of activities and things to take part in. It's good to I'm glad that you were able to join us, and you're welcome to join us at any time. You don't have to be a SDF user. Are there any other check-ins that I have not called on? Please come forward now. Okay, nothing heard. I want to correct that last call saying that was VK4 Delta Mike Bravo. I could not hear that correctly. I apologize for that. Are there any further check-ins that anybody would like to do before we wrap up the net? Steve, please come forward now.
Oh, Richard, let's just start it. Aren't you going to let everybody have a bit of a yap? I can't close it already.
Well, actually, this one is a little bit long. So I just don't want to, I don't want to drag it out too long. I did want to say, I was curious about, you had mentioned the SVX Link Australaser Reflector. If you wanted to mention anything about that, I'm not familiar with that either, but then it's, yeah, so if you've got anything to say about that, I would love to hear it. VK3HJQ, back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. I thought you were taking checkers and you were going to go down the list and we're going to be here for like a couple of hours. Like our nets usually run. VK3HJQ. Okay, I'll give you a bit of spiel. So as of, when was it? The 15th. So it's not long ago. Half a dozen days ago, I loaded this new app on. Somebody said SVX Link. And I said, isn't that a funny system that causes all the problems on Echo Link umpteen years ago? And I thought, oh, I don't really want that. Anyway, I thought, okay, well, you know, I like new stuff, put it on. It was written by a gentleman in France, Cedric, F4JGI, back on the, I got the date here, November 23rd, 2025, so it's only pretty recent. And this app currently just runs on smartphones and POC, which is basically, you know, the press to talk on a cellular radio, like a basic, it's a network radio. You can put it on that as well. It's bringing out versions for iOS and PC, but anyway, it's a progress happening. You've got lots to do. Anyway, I loaded this app on, and what an absolute pearler of a thing. It's the best thing, to be honest with you, in 30 years that I've had on my phone. I got rid of all the other amateur radio apps. This thing's just a ripper. It's got transmit and receive, AGC, it's got level control, it's got, you know, graphic equalizer so you can set the audio quality, it's got a timeout timer on it, it's got scanning, you can scan multiple talk groups, I've got, I don't know, half a dozen talk groups in there, scanning, and of course we have ANZL networks connected in via a backbone link via AllStar onto the server here, onto EchoLink. There's multiple connections in Australia, in Europe, in the UK, UK stacks and stacks of connections, United States. It's a big thing. Anyway, after about 3 days, we decided we wanted to have a server in Australia because there's a bit of latency going via the UK server. So ANZL, me, Robert, and Dave, well, Dave's basically the main man behind it. within 3 days, we've just about got it running. He's going to upload it 1300 hours Zulu tomorrow, be up on the server, which is going to be in Melbourne, and then people can connect straight to the Australian server. But have a look on my QIZ page. You can just Google it, but you won't get enough information because you need to register. Currently, you can just register through the UK. So depending where you are in the world is what server you register on. For people in Australia, we'll have an email address, something, something, something at ANZL.radio. Not quite sure what it's going to be yet. The dashboard's already up and running. The interface is done, and yeah, it's a lot of work actually. And then we've got to put AllStar backbone links in and transfer all the current users over to our server. And anyway, it's all happening. Dave GW8SZL, the man behind the wheel. Like without him, we wouldn't have a clue what to do. And then design and logos, you know, just simple stuff like that. But yeah, you're asking about the Australian, hang on, let's do a reset. Are you asking about the Australian server? Well, the problem is we're having a bit of latency issues like dropouts and packet loss, and to talk to somebody in Australia, you've got to go all the way to the UK and back to Australia, which is just crazy. And ANZL already has servers, Sydney, Melbourne in Australia, UK, ZL, I think Dave's even got some in the US, so we was utilised the system we had. So I put my hand up, not knowing how much work it was, and not that I had to do anything. And Dave says, oh, what, another thing, John, to add to my list of 4,000 things that you want me to do? So, anyway, within 2 days, it's going to be, well, it's going to be going day after tomorrow. So, unbelievable. But if you have a look at my QIZ page, scroll down about halfway, there's pictures of what the desktop looks like. It looks like a bit of a, like what you see on a network phone, actually, but lots and lots of controls on it. It's just magic. And the audio quality, like, holy moly, AllStar's good, but this is like a million times better. And I've just got it on my phone scanning away at the moment. It stops on the East Coast reflector, there's a couple of UK reflectors, ANZL's connected in there, so I can actually hear this net on the phone as well. It's just magic. But yeah, people check it out. We need more people on it, more the merrier. Righto, is that a bit of a spiel there or what, Richard? Back to you. KC1TCA from BK3HJQ, John in Australia.
KC1TCA here. Thanks, John. That does sound very interesting stuff, and we'll definitely check that out. It does, and yeah, I mean, it sounds like maybe there was a lot of hard work getting that set up in Australia. But if you guys were having to route everything through the UK, yeah, that's really not very useful. Okay, so I wanted to give one more round of check-ins, or if you want to elaborate on anything, anybody is welcome to come forward.
Richard, I just got another quick spiel.
Go ahead, John.
I'll take it over your net, aren't I? Sorry. BK3HJQ. Now, of course, people that have normal nodes, like All-Star nodes, that run the ham image or the, what's the other one, SL image on it, can just simply put the SVX link image on it, and it'll just run. So if you've got, you know, a Raspberry Pi and a hat and whatever, a little node at home which is your handheld on All-Star. Seems to be a lot of people use All-Star, not many people using SVS Link. But All-Star is, to be honest with you, a bit of a nightmare to configure. This is a piece of cake. Chris, G4NAB in the UK is basically, you just go to the website, which I've got all the links on my PIZ page, download the image, dump it on, 5 minutes later it's up and going. You've got to get a username and a password, which if you're in Australia, you apply through us. If you're in the UK, you apply through Chris. If you're in the States, you apply through whoever. You've got to find the appropriate person to get the credentials. So you obviously need a call sign. Your call sign has to be a licensed call sign, obviously. And they'll give you a password. And then there's a video on my website as well on how you install it on the phone. And if you've got a Raspberry Pi and all that sort of goody like a node, you obviously know how to install it. And you just you follow your nose. But there's lots of videos online. I've got three All-Star nodes, but mine are all up in the cloud. Like I said, it's a bit of a nightmare to configure All-Star. You really got to be on your game. But this is just a piece of cake, and it's not like All-Star, which is you've got Asterix, which is PBX phone system that they've dumped, and somebody decided we're going to use that for amateur radio. This is basically written from scratch for ham radio, so. Really, really, really nice. The guys have done a wonderful job with it. All right, enough spruking. Thanks, Richard. I've taken up a lot of time here. KC1TCA from BK3HJQ for the, what is it called? The SDF net? Is that what it's called? I think so. The thing, I don't even know what it stands for. Called. I'm thinking about it. Something Dimension Fortress? Oh, boy. Oh, hey, John. I don't know. Anyway, you know what it stands for. That's the main thing.
KC1TCA, you are definitely not taking up the net. It's great to have you here and to hear about this stuff. I tried to look up G4NRB in QRZ, but it doesn't show. But nobody shows up by that name. Am I doing that right?
Gulf 4, November Alpha Bravo. That's Chris's call sign. Like I said, all the links are on my QRZ page. I put them there because people were asking, where do I go, John? Where do I get the software? Yada, yada, yada. So I've put all the links there. You can get the software. I've put Cedric's link there on QRZ. I've put Chris's link there, which is the dashboard in the UK. As of the next couple of days, we'll have our dashboard up there as well. How you register in the UK, and there'll be details on how you register if you're in Aussie land. There's a video by Andreas F0FXB on how you install the app on the phone, and if you've got a node, well then you've just got to go find the appropriate installation for that. And then there's another dashboard there for the North American guys, and a couple of pickies on what it looks like. But have a look at my page. It's got all the information there rather than hunting around. I mean, if you want to hunt around, that's fine, but it's just all there, and it makes it in one place, and it makes it easier, Richard, over.
Thanks, John. Yep. I see it. I'm on your page now. I can see it all. I can see your bike too. This is great. So this is very helpful. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I was just Googling that stuff. It's definitely all that stuff is right there on your page. So that's a great resource for it. Okay. So I wanted to take and I'm sorry, throw out another chance for anybody who wants to check in that hasn't had a chance to, or anybody else that has additional comments. Please come forward now.
Oh, Richard, I've got another quick question. Does anybody know, can you make a separate page on QRZX? I might just make up one for SVX. So can you separate pages? Like, can you have, you know, /something on SVX, or do I have to spin up a website?
I think I have seen some hams who have multiple pages on QRZ. So I think it is possible. I don't know exactly how to do it though, so you'll have to investigate.
Oh, thanks, Wayne. Well, can you just our Ansel site? I mean, we have a web page. What am I thinking, John? I'll just get Dave to make a link up there, and like all the junk I've got on my page, I can just upload it there. The only problem is if I want to edit it, I've got to get Dave to edit it, so I might find another way to do it. Anyway, currently it's on my QRZ page, so at least I can go and edit stuff without having to call Dave, and it's middle of the morning over there, and then it's the next morning. But the problem is with people in different parts of the world, everybody, and they're different time zones. It's a pain. I'm asleep, they're awake, and when they're awake, I'm asleep, and it's hard to get stuff organized. All right, sorry, butted in again, Richard, back to you.
That was no problem at all. Yeah, it is. It is very interesting having all the time zones that with all the people around the world doing this. That's one of the things I really like about this net. I don't have a lot of participation in other nets, but this one is pretty cool. All right. Anybody else want to check in or have any additional comments? You can come forward now.
Oh, looks like he's fallen off the list there. You better take it, Wayne.
Okay, so that was I accidentally hit the wrong button. Okay, well, I'm hoping that I'm not talking over anybody, but I just will quickly do one more chance for anybody that wants to get a last word in before we wrap up the net. All right, nothing heard. I know that must have taken a lot of discipline, John, so good for you there. All right, this has been the SDF RadioNet. This concludes the SDF RadioNet at 040 Zulu time. There will be an email sent out on the SDF, mailing list with the log of this. And it's conceivable that this will show up in the Anon Radio archives. Although when I was looking there tonight, I did not see any listing for SDF ARC at all. So I'm not so sure about that. But that's basically it. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And I look forward to talking to more of you in the future. This is KC1TCA wrapping up the SDF Amateur Radio Club Net. Good night, everybody, and 73.
Richard, before you go, tell us what SDF's all about, the Super Dimension Fortress. I do remember what it was, because some people listening probably have no idea what SDF is.
I'm sorry, John, you had already asked me to do that, and it slipped my mind. SDF is so the SDF stands for Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It is the Super Dimension Fortress, which is, as Wayne would say, an anime thing, and I'm not really sure what it is. I've read up a little bit about it, but I've never seen any of the anime stuff. However, that's what it's named after. What it is a public access Unix system that is running, it's running Unix, and it is free. You can get a shell account for no cost. And then from within the shell account, there are various services and features as part of the community. It is a community of artists, engineers, and other people. And it also ties into Anon Radio, which is if you can go to anonradio.net, that's anonradio.net, and that has got sort of a 24-hour streaming radio station with various DJs who are members of the SDF community. It is an interesting service. It gives you access to a full Unix system, and so it's got some. It's a pretty neat place, and there's a lot of friendly people there. And that's basically what it is. I'm sure it's more than I can say, so I'm leaving out a lot, I'm just glossing over a lot of detail here, but that's basically it. KC1 TC8, over.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. That's excellent, because I've been told a couple of times what it was. I knew it was Dimension Fortress. I'm going to throw what the S stood for, Super Dimension Fortress. Very good. All right, I think you've closed the net. So over to KC1 and go and have some lunch. Thank you very much for running it, and thanks, everybody, for popping in.
Thanks, John. Hope to talk to you again soon. I have CEI2GYB has connected. We have just wrapped up our net, but if you wanted to check in, this is the SCF Amateur Radio Club weekly net that meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu, a service of SDF.org, the Super Dimension Fortress, a free public access Unix system. My name is Rich. My call sign is KC1TCA, and I'm located in Falmouth, Massachusetts, or East Falmouth, Massachusetts. And those are the three things we would like to get from participants. If you have an SDF username, and if you don't, that's totally okay too. The net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators. We've already gone through the net and essentially closed it, but I just wanted to see if you wanted a chance to check in and give you the opportunity. So I'm going to turn it over to you, EI to GYB. You have okay, nothing heard, so I'm going to just go ahead and assume that the net is over. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and I hope to be with you all again next week. This is KC1TCA for the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Have a good week, everybody. 73.
Right. Thanks for filling in, Rich.